Good morning, my friend. So good to be with you again on Friday morning. We've been doing for the last week on how to be a survivor in 2021. And today I want to talk to you about dream a new dream. I'm wearing a Walt Disney Mickey Mouse t-shirt, and my family and I have been blessed where we've been able to go to Disneyland or Disney World. And Walt Disney said something. He said, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. It's kind of fun to do the impossible." Now, this was Walt Disney, and he's created something. He's really left a legacy. How much more you and I who have the Spirit of God within us. You know, today is a new day with new opportunities, and God is the one who restores broken dreams. Maybe you had broken dreams in 2020, but I want to let you know you don't have to let broken dreams break you. You can dream again. Many Christians make this mistake, thinking that God is too busy taking care of the big things. And I want to let you know that God is interested in even the small things pertaining to your life. No matter how trivial it sounds, if it troubles you, then God wants to help you get through it and take care of it. In 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18 in the Message, it says, "So we are not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today and gone tomorrow, but the things we can't see now will last forever." My friend, I want to let you know that you can dream again in your heart where God creates new life within you. In Psalm 56, 9, it says, "When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me." In Romans 8, 31, "What shall then we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Hebrews 13, 5, "For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." In Proverbs 3, 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." In Psalm 37, 5, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you." In Job 22, 28, it says, "You will decree a thing and it will be established to you, and the light shall shine upon your ways." In the NLT, it says, "Whatever you decide to do will be accomplished, and light will shine on the road ahead of you." In the Amplified, "You shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways." We reach 100% of the goals we fail to set. How about you dream again and start committing these things to the Lord, writing them down, trusting God in your heart? You don't have to allow the disappointments and the upsets of 2020 to follow you into 2021. You can dream again. 1 Peter 1:13 in the Amplified, it says, "So prepare your minds for action. Be completely sober in spirit, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually and morally alert. Fix your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you when Jesus Christ is revealed." My friends, prepare your hearts and your minds for action. Fix your hope on God, upon His grace, on His ability, and allow Him to work on your behalf. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.